Thank you very much. The use of the term Afrophobia, in our view, is something that we should further study between us in a horizontal manner. And as such, for the time being, I have to put a reservation on all the paragraphs where this concept is being used, because I agree that the concept is being used by the working group of experts on people of African descent, as mentioned in the footnote. Indeed, they have been using that term in their reporting, but as such, it is not a term that is currently recognized in international law. We have this standard expression, racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. But the term Afrophobia, you won't find it, of course, not in the UN Charter or the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, but you're also not going to find it in the VDPA or in ICERD, and not even in the DDPA. It's not in the resolution on the international decade. It's not in the agenda towards transformative change for racial justice and equality issued by the High Commissioner. And even Human Rights Council Resolution 9/14, which defines the mandate of the Working Group on People of African Descent, doesn't have it. So at this point, we are studying this. It's a term that we are internally in the EU also discussing. We have a conclusions paper from 2018 where we've been looking into this. But we're not yet there. So at this point, I believe that we should look into this, because of course the draft declaration, if this declaration is being adopted in the end, it will be the new standard for the years to come. So we need to reflect carefully on alternative language, and have we actually considered and compared the different languages, concepts that could be used. So from our side, a request for more time.